Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mind Body Spirit Connection online radio show. I'm your host, Stephanie Gale, and I'd like to welcome you back to the show. It's been a while since I've been on the air. I had to deal with some things in my life that just kind of took my time away, so I wasn't able to do the show for a few months, but we are back and better than ever, I'd like to say. So for today's episode, I actually had some other things planned, but there's something that's going to be happening on August 8th, which is next weekend. I think it's Sunday. Checking my calendar here. No, Saturday. So I wanted to change my topic this week to talk about the Lionsgate opening. That is both an astronomical as well as astrological event that's occurring. And it happens every year on August 8th, but this year is considered especially important because it's also happening in 2015 if you add those numbers together, you also get an 8. So from a numerological perspective, it's happening on 888, which is, of course, going to be of more significance because it's kind of a trifecta of things going on. So I didn't know that much about the Lionsgate. Astronomy and astrology, I like the stars and everything and learning, but astrology just has never been really my focus on the track that I'm on my spiritual path. But I learned about this Lionsgate and started reading about it, and I thought, well, I'll do a show about that because maybe there's a lot of other people out there who aren't familiar necessarily with it, or maybe I can shed some light through my research on something new that they could learn. So that's going to be our topic for today. And I wanted to start out with just talking about what is the Lionsgate exactly. And I did a lot of research, but it was kind of hard to find what I felt like was legitimate, valid information. And there's a lot of channeled information out there, which I'm not saying it's not good information. I'm just saying I can't verify it, or I can't, you know, I don't know the person in any case. I didn't want to go with information that had been channeled. So I tried to find some logical, legitimate sources, you know, as many as I could. And I'll be sharing the links to the websites that I found information on our Facebook page, so you can go out there and get that information after the show. When talking about what the Lionsgate is, just kind of a basic explanation of it, is that it's, from esoterical terms, it's considered a portal or a stargate to and from the Sirius star, which is also known as the dog star or the great central sun, or also the god star. It's believed that some beliefs are that the higher power or that higher energy actually exists out there in the heavens near the Sirius star. So that's kind of where that thought comes from, that the Sirius star is called the God star. Anyway, a stargate occurs when certain astronomical bodies align with the Earth. And that is actually happening. So that's something we can verify that's actually going to be happening. And a lot of times, because of this, I started watching some documentaries and different things about the Egyptians. And, you know, it reminded me of how many ancient cultures lined up all these sacred sites with the stars and the sun and the moon. And, you know, you've got Stonehenge, you've got the Giza pyramids and the Sphinx. They're all lined up to celestial events and things that are happening in the sky. And it just so happens that with this Lionsgate, it's actually lining up with the pyramids of Giza. And I want to talk a little bit about that, too, from one of the documentaries that I've recently watched. But from the astronomical perspective, what is occurring is that the Sirius star is basically lining up with the sun, and it's going to be passing through the light from those two, I guess, the light from it is going to be passing through the astrological sign of Leo, or even the constellation, it's a constellation. So the constellation of Leo. that's where we get it being called the Lion's Gate, because Leo is basically considered the gate that this energy from the Sirius star is going to be passing through. That energy is going to be, or that lineup, like I said, is going to be passing through the Leo constellation, and it will be lined up with the Pyramids of Giza. A really interesting documentary I watched on Netflix recently, oh gosh, I don't remember the name of it, but there was only a few documentaries on Egypt on Netflix. This one talks a lot about an alternative history. It's got some very, very astute and very intelligent, I don't say professionals, but, you know, physicists, archaeologists, different professionals that kind of have this alternate history theory. And because of the types of crystals and stones that the pyramids were created out of, they're actually starting to believe that the pyramids were to be used as kind of a giant conductor of energy, of the universal energy that we're all a part of. So that's what really interested me about this Lion's Gate opening. Because if energy is coming from Sirius, if it is coming down and hitting those pyramids, even though they're not really active anymore, people that go there say they can still feel a lot of energy from that area. So, I'm just kind of wondering what effect is that going to have. There is a reason that the Egyptians put those pyramids, lined them up exactly the way they did to line up with Orion's belts and everything out there in the cosmos. So that kind of piqued my interest about this whole Lion's Gate thing. And the Lion's Gate occurs when Regulus, which is another star, has been said to basically, when all those, when Sirius and the sun and everything line up, Regulus is said to be basically a lens which focuses and directs the light of Sirius into our local solar system through Leo. Once a year, so this happens every year on August 8th, the sun conjuncts with Regulus and Sirius star lines up with the sun and we get that flow of energy. This year, like I said, it's more special because we are living in a from a numerology perspective, 2015 is also an 8. So that makes it even more important this year. It gives it more power. The actual cosmic alignment begins or starts to happen at the end of July. So we're already starting to go through it. And I'm going to talk about some of the things you might be feeling. Until I was researching this, I didn't realize some of the things I've been feeling lately and issues I've been having are actually related to this event that's occurring. It made perfect sense for the timing anyway. And so I'm going to talk about those in a little bit here. But the alignment began at the end of July. I don't remember the exact date. I think it's the 26th. I thought I'd written it down, but I don't have it in my notes. But you can Google it. Anyway, so it's at the end of July, and it's actually celebrated as a planetary new year. It's been celebrated by many ancient cultures as a new year instead of, you know, January 1st, like we always celebrate. They actually celebrated in July. Some of it had to do with, of course, their horticulture and farming, and that's when the rains happened and that sort of thing. Like in Egypt, that's when the Nile would rise, and so that's, you know, why they would consider that their new year. Aside from that, from the esoteric perspective, the new year is also said to be a time when there is a new cycle of evolution beginning. That basically each planetary new year brings a new period of evolution to the Earth. So it kind of prepares us, what's happening with the cosmos is preparing us for our next stage of spiritual evolution. Why is the Lion's Gate so important? This year, according to Western astrology, it's going to be on the 8th. Now, when I was doing my research, some of the other astrological systems say that the real Lion's Gate actually takes place on August 22nd. On the 8th is when Mercury will be conjuncting with the sun, which means basically lining up with the sun. And that then, because, and we've talked about this on the show before, Mercury is the planet of communication. So it's believed on the 8th that Mercury will make everything prime and make us prime to be able to receive the energy and any messages that are coming through this gateway. I think the vital period is from the 8th to the 22nd. So whether or not everything's lined up like it's supposed to be on the 8th, that entire, 2-week period is going to be a very important time to receive information as well as to get yourself ready to receive. So do some things, you know, to do some things like meditation that will help you on a spiritual level connect with this energy. One of the things, and this is not verifiable, I don't usually like presenting things that aren't actually, I consider verifiable kind of scientifically, but one of the things I found is that supposedly when this energy comes to the earth, it's supposed to make a shift in our DNA to help us, basically to help our spirits, or to help our physical beings be in support of our spiritual growth that's supposed to happen during this time. So it's supposed to be making some changes to your DNA, which can cause some other little issues to come up, which that's what I'm going to talk about in a second here. Before I do that, though, I want to mention that the 8, the double 8, and the triple 8 especially represents infinity. And that's part of, there's a saying that's, and if you're in the Wiccan or pagan communities, I'm sure you've heard the term, as above, so below, and within. And that is a part of that infinity symbol. It means that we are connected with everything, and that wholeness and that connection with everything is another important factor of this time period. So the 8, that's where the 8 comes in and why it's so important. The 8 also has a lot to do with divine love, as well as Leo has a lot to do with love. So those are some other important factors. One thing that you might want to do on the morning of the 8th is go outside at sunrise and look towards the sun, because the Sirius star is supposed to be in the sky near the sun at the same time, and it's actually considered to be a second sun. So at that time, they say that there's two suns in the sky. The Sirius star is blue. It's the brightest star in the sky. And then the sun, of course, is golden. So we're said at that time to have a golden sun and a blue sun. I just thought that was kind of neat. So I'm going to definitely go out and be watching the skies that morning. And so what to expect during this time? A few things real quick here. If you were born under the sign of Leo, if your birthday's on the anywhere probably between the 8th and the 22nd, you are probably going to feel even more of a connection to this event that's occurring. So you're probably going to feel it a little bit more than everyone else, because if there is a shift in your DNA, if that really is a fact and that is occurring, and it's increasing our consciousness to higher levels, you might wind up kind of having to deal with some, if you have any, I don't know, heartbreak that you're trying to push down and not address, any unresolved issues, that's a better way of saying it. If you have unresolved issues during this time, those might start coming to the surface, because what's happening is your spirit, your energy, your body, it's trying to cleanse itself. It's a really good time to go on a fast right now and cut out all the bad stuff, junk food and all that, and be healthier, because your body, your energy and everything is trying to clean itself up so that you can fully take advantage and be blessed by this event that's going to happen. If you're already in tune with your higher vibration, if you're already a pretty high vibrating person, then for you, it's just going to be a simple matter of you integrating that incoming energy into your body. So you shouldn't hopefully feel as much of a, if you want to call it negative effects from this, you know, cleansing that's going on as someone else might. A couple of the symptoms that you might run into are sleep disturbances. I have, for the past week, have been getting 3 and 4 hours of sleep, which is not enough sleep for me. I just wake up in the middle of the night, and I can't go to sleep. I got one of those little, Fitbit wrist things now that checks my sleep, and my patterns are just up and down all night long, so I know I'm not sleeping well. And I didn't know why. I'm not stressed about anything. You know, there was just no reason for it. Anyway, so this could be one of the reasons, is because of what's going on up in the stars. You could experience body aches, joint stiffness, pain in your spine, high levels of anxiety, maybe a racing mind, you can't think clearly, you don't feel grounded, you might be dizzy, nauseous, have heart palpitations, have some breathing issues, like a cold or asthma or something, stomach and bowel disturbances, and vision changes. Some of those have definitely been things that I've been having to deal with this last, kind of good to know now why, because it was random things that I just never, like my eyes have been really blurry. I went to the eye doctor to get new glasses, and he's like, well, your vision really hasn't changed that much, but we'll give you a new pair. You know, they want their money. But I'm like, but I can't see. My eyes are blurry. And, you know, again, now I know why. Okay, so some things that you can do to help alleviate some of these symptoms, like I said already, drink water instead of soda, eat healthier, don't eat fast food, let it, you know, let your body cleanse itself. Cleansing your body is also going to cleanse your energy. So cleanse your body, take vitamins. You can take a calcium and magnesium supplements. That'll help with any kind of aches and pains that you might be having. Remove stimulants from your diet to try to help you sleep. Go to bed earlier if you need to. Like me, I should probably be going to bed earlier since I'm waking up earlier. Meditate. That is probably, in my opinion, the most important thing that you can do to prepare yourself for this event that's occurring. Meditation is how you're going to connect. That's a direct connection to that energy. It's opening up and letting your energy flow out to connect with what's coming in. So definitely you want to do some meditation. Exercise, that's always a good thing. Another thing I recommend is getting out into nature, spending time outdoors. You know, like I said, on Saturday, go out and look at the sunrise. Take your shoes off, put your feet in the soil, and just watch it happen. Watch the star. Hopefully we'll be able to see it. From where we are in North America, by the way, you should be able to see it happening. Of course, the sun rises in the east, so Sirius will be coming up in the east with the sun, and you should be able to see it when it happens. Okay, you can take saltwater baths. Those are good ways to clean your energy. Balance your chakras every day. I have a previous episode about the chakras, so if you don't know how to balance your chakras, go back and listen to that previous episode. And I guess that's pretty much it for now. You can work with crystals and stones, too. I didn't look up any crystals or stones for this particular episode, but you can find that information online pretty easy. Okay, so that's right now all I have on the cosmic event that's occurring with the Lion's Gate. So I'm going to take a real brief intermission here and do a little advertising for a new sponsor that we have. I was super excited to find out that Audible is going to be sponsoring this show. For the listeners of the Mind, Body, Spirit Connection podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their services. I know from personal experience that Audible is awesome to work with.
Not only do they have over 180,000 titles to choose from,
they're just awesome to deal with in general. Their site is super easy to use, so you can go check them out at www.audibletrial.com/mind-body-spirit. And I'm going to go ahead and put that in the chat room. I'll also post it on our on the Facebook page with the other reference links. Okay, so some other news. You might be wondering why I've been kind of rushing through the material a little bit. I have changed the format of the show from an hour long to 30 minutes. I always tended to go over on an hour, so I thought, well, why don't I just do 30 minutes, and then I can break it up into multiple episodes if I need to, instead of having an episode that's like an hour and 10 minutes, and afterwards, I'm going back through and trying to cut stuff out to get it down to an hour, and it just took a lot of time for me. So I'm just going to do 30-minute shows. We're going to see how that goes and see if I can still get the information I want to get into the show. When I do my research, there's always so much good information that I find that I want to share with our listeners, and an hour is just not long enough for me to do that. So we're going to do 30 minutes, and we'll see how that goes. Another little piece of news is that our website and our store have both been revamped. They're pretty cool. I love it. So please go out there and check it out. some of our old products have been discontinued, but we have a lot more products than we've had before. I'm adding new things every week, so you can go check the site out. You can also follow us on our Facebook page, keep up with what's going on with the store and the show and everything else. If you go to mindbodyspiritconnect.com. And I'm going to write that into the room. Okay, so the last part of this show is going to talk about Venus being in retrograde. I'm trying to keep up with all of the planetary retrogrades so that when I have a show during that period, I can share the information about that particular planetary retrograde. We hear so much about Mercury retrograde. I'm like, oh, these poor other little planets are all being left out. And no one really knows what it means when they go into retrograde. We all know that Mercury has to do with our communication and electronics and all that. But with the other planets, you know, we didn't know what was going on with those. So on July 25th is when it started, and through September 6th, Venus is in retrograde. I talked more about what retrograde, what that means in the previous episode I did when Mercury was in retrograde. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about that on today's show. I want to talk more about what happens when Venus goes into retrograde from our standpoint. And Venus rules beauty, art, social relationships, partnerships, romances, of course, love, our values, our money, and our financial security. It's not what it means when Venus goes into retrograde. The way that shifts the energy in our orbit between Venus and the planet means that it's not a favorable time to be initiating activities that are to do with any of the things that the planet of Venus rules over. So you don't want to make any sudden changes to your relationship or your job and that sort of thing. You also, another thing too, is don't make any sudden changes to your appearance during this time, because Venus rules over beauty. So if you're thinking about getting an eye lift suddenly, and it kind of came out of the blue, you might not want to do that until after September 6th. You might regret it. So don't go doing any crazy surgeries or getting your hair colored pink or anything during this time, because you're probably going to regret it. Another thing is during this time, it may not be the best time to get married or make wedding plans. Since, you know, during Venus, when it's in retrograde, basically our perception of the things it can covers could be thrown off. It could be altered. So you just don't want to make any big steps during that time. You can still plan your wedding and everything, but I would say probably don't set up catering for 10,000 people when you think there's only going to be 100 people there. So just really think through what you're doing. Talk to your future spouse before you do anything. You could also find that old relationships may return during this period. You could run into an old friend or an old flame. If it's a former love, you want to be cautious, because if your perception is off right now because of the retrograde, you may only remember the good times that you had with this person and allow them back into their life, into your life, which things worse when you wake up and realize, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? So again, don't make any big decisions or big steps. You can use this time, though, to work through any unresolved issues with that former friend or love. And so that's what you want to use the time for. You also want to be cautious with investments. Venus is the natural ruler of the second house. The second house of astrology is the house of possessions. So when Venus is in retrograde, you have to be really careful not to make any financial decisions from an unbalanced emotional place rather than being more objective. So you want to use this time to review your investments and rethink your financial plans. Also be careful when you're buying things, especially luxury items. You may find yourself unexplainably attracted to beauty and luxury during this time, so don't go out and buy a $50,000 car if you only make $10 an hour. Just hold off on making those kinds of decisions during this time right now. Please join me next week, and I'll be discussing spiritual awakening. I thought that would be a really good topic to go into while we're going through the Lionsgate period. And it's going to be a three-part series, so the next three episodes will be about spiritual awakening. I am going to post the reference material for today's show on our Facebook page, so you can access it by visiting mindbodyspiritconnect.com, and you can get our Facebook page and everything from there. You can also visit our store from there. And then don't forget to go and download your free book from Audible. You can reach or find it at audibletrial.com/mindbodyspirit. So until next week, thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate you. And remember that you are the light in this world. So go out and shine. And I'll see you next week. Bye. Have a good week.